Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Derek, don't you know that carbs don't count when you're eating them with friends?
You're welcome. My carbs count. I've heard the same thing about carbs at Disney. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And this evening, we also got Pete. Pete, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, buddy. It was good to see you. I'll talk to you later. That was my friend Hugh Jackman. He just had to leave.
That was really good.
So I would have liked to have had him on the show, but, you know, that's the way it works sometimes.
That was
really good.
So,
no, we couldn't afford him either.
Yeah. If you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up. As a service announcement, we are off next week. However, next Saturday, the 15th, we will be doing a live chat along with the Disney Parks Experiences panel at D23. We'll have Steve with us, but would love to have the rest of you along. Be watching for a post where we kind of give our predictions and then you guys can kind of predict in what you think we're going to see and we'll see who's going to be right. So that's coming up on the 15th. But for this week, we watched Devil Wears Prada 2, a sequel to the 2006 movie, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci. The premise of this is that the magazine is in trouble and Anne Hathaway had just gotten fired. So she goes back to work for the magazine to try and save it. And she's given a position of power, but nobody really wants her there except the person who put her there.
She's writing articles for the she's a journalist for Runway, so she's writing stories in the magazine.
Yeah. And it turns there's a scandal where basically Meryl Streep says this production, or the Meryl Streep character says that this production factory is great, but it turns out it's a sweatshop. And it's the most of it is all damage control. And Emily Blunt is at Prada?
No.
Dior.
Dior.
Dior. Yeah. Okay. Same thing. But
No. Actually, well, they're in the same genre. I'm not even going to keep going.
Okay. So, and Emily Blunt's boyfriend is really, really rich. And he attempts to buy Runway to kick everybody out and let Emily Blunt run it because, you know, that's what really rich boyfriends do for their girlfriends. And the guy who kind of looks like Hugh Grant is his. Am I right that the son looked like Hugh Grant a little bit?
I more saw the boyfriend looking like Pierce Brosnan.
So you're talking about the guy that owns the
guy who buys it at the very end or who sells it at the very end.
Right. The son of the guy that that dies. Yeah. So, you know, do you remember where else we saw him?
Where else we saw him? Not a clue.
Yes, we saw him. BJ Novak. We saw him. He was one of the Sherman brothers in the Mary Poppins.
He was Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, that helps because I knew I had seen him somewhere, but I wasn't 100% certain. So, So anyway, to make a long story short, okay, it wasn't Marvel long, but it was only 2 hours. basically, Lucy Liu comes in and saves the day. As someone, she ends up buying the entire production house, not just the one magazine, and basically says, Meryl Streep, you're still in charge, and tells Anne Hathaway to go write the articles that you know you can write. And they end up working together, and Emily Blunt realizes she screws up And Stanley Tucci has always liked Anne Hathaway working, and he's the one that got her the job initially. And Dabney Coleman died in the middle. Sorry, it wasn't Dabney Coleman. Kind of looked like Dabney Coleman, the dad. So that was Devil Wears Prada 2. Everyone kind of is mostly happy, except for the boyfriend that Emily Blunt got dumped by because, you know, she spoke her mind to him. So for that, what made a splash on the runway? What really worked in this movie? And Kate, I'll start with you.
So this movie was exactly what I thought it was going to be. It was, in my opinion, a pretty great sequel. Pretty much matched the original. You had the quirkiness of Anne Hathaway, not nearly as quirky as the first movie. She's like a more confident, driven Anne Hathaway. You have the Miranda Priestley, who is just bitchy, for lack of a better term, and mean. You've got Emily Blunt's character, who, even though she has risen to power, is still shows that insecurity. You've got Stanley Tucci, who is magnificent in everything that he touches. I just love him in this role. I loved him in the first movie. I loved him in this movie. I think the casting is great. I thought some of the cinematography, the way certain colors were shot, was really, really pretty. Like, that really stood out to me. There was one. Oh, it's at the beginning when Miranda gets out of that car. And this is when they're like, uh-oh, this is hit. And the camera pans back and it's just her red dress. And you can see the lights from the photographers. But like the way that they lit that and filmed that, it was really breathtaking. Yeah, I liked it. Pete?
I would say what I appreciated about this movie was that they didn't, and it would have been very hard to do this, but they didn't just rehash the plot of the first movie and have it be about a character that was, being a secretary for Miranda and just basically the same plot, but then somehow throw the other characters in. As you said, they made Anne Hathaway a more mature, competent, able person. They put her as more of an equal to Miranda. She kind of had to prove herself to Miranda, but she did, and Miranda even gave her credit. So I would also say that, I don't know if this was intentional, but they softened Meryl Streep's character a little bit. She wasn't nearly as nasty as she was in the first. I think I'm the only one of the three of us that watched the first movie right before. I watched Devil Wears Prada one night, and then the next night I watched this because I had not seen the first one since it came out, and I only saw it once, and I remembered almost nothing other than the characters. And I'm honestly glad I did, because I think there's a lot of jokes that would have gone over my head because they were referring to things from the first movie. I appreciated that they didn't just try to tell the same story. They tried to tell a very different story with the same characters. So I did like that.
Yeah.
Derek?
I will say, for what they were told to do, the acting was very on point. For the characters that they were told to, for the characters that they were told to play, the acting was very on point.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay, so if that's what made us,
that's splash, all it says. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. What should have been edited out? And Kate, I'll start with you again.
It was what it was. It was so predictable to me. Well, actually, that's not true, because I didn't see the Emily Blunt twist. I didn't see, spoiler alert. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Spoiler alert. I actually didn't see that twist coming. I did call immediately. They open the door to the apartment and there's a guy sitting there, and I go, that's going to be her boyfriend. And my husband was like, probably. And then what do you know? Bada bing. But so sorry. This movie, I don't have negative to say because it was what it was. It delivered on the product that they said it was going to deliver on. It didn't have any, like, what you said, I think, Pete, what you said about, like, they didn't try to totally copy the first movie, but they had nods to the first movie, but it wasn't like, Miranda Priestley's got a new, she's got a new assistant. Like, tell the papers. It wasn't like that. Right. It was a continuation. I actually kind of hope they make a third one with more of Lucy Liu almost being mean to Meryl Streep's character so that Meryl Streep gets above her own medicine. I think that could be an interesting move. I don't have a lot negative. I kind of wish we could have gotten a little bit more of the backstory of Charlie the Chair. I think he could have been very funny and used a little bit more. But I don't have a lot negative to say because I feel like they delivered what they said they would deliver on. So, Pete, what do you think?
The main thing is I wanted it to be funnier. There was a lot of plot in this movie and a lot of time spent on the plot, which is not a bad thing to have a movie that has a plot for sure. so I don't want to say that's a negative, but they were so focused on telling this story of, you know, Miranda getting this position and then the guy dies and then the son wants to cut the staff. So then they go through this thing to try and save the paper or save the magazine. And then that doesn't work because Emily Blunt gets in the way. And then they go to this other just a lot of plot. And like none of it was really funny. And I guess I think of this as more of a comedy than a drama, really. Certainly watching the first one, I laughed a lot more at the first one than I did at this one. I mean, I did like the characters and I didn't mind seeing them again, but I wanted it to be, if it's going to be 2 hours long there, I wanted it to be funnier. I just was like, it was floating on the, you like these characters, right? Let's watch more of these characters. And, you know, I mean, it kind of what Kate said, it's what you expected out of this. I mean, it did deliver the characterizations of the four characters, main characters, but I just wanted to laugh at least a little bit more than I did. Cause I don't feel like, you know, the only jokes in the movie were references to the first movie, I felt like, and, yeah. And beyond that, there was not a lot funny to it. So I don't know. Derek, what about you? Yeah.
I would say, Pete, I would agree. There are very few sequels that have gone more serious and have worked. About the only one I can think of, to be perfectly honest, is Crocodile Dundee 2, and there's still enough funny stuff in there that you're laughing every once in a while. And this was not Crocodile Dundee 2.
definitely not.
I would say... So for 98% of her career, Meryl Streep has refused to do sequels. One of the first sequels she ever did was she was in like for 2 minutes in Mamma Mia 2. And then this. Meryl, stick to your guns and go back to not doing sequels. I didn't know who I was supposed to like. I didn't feel sorry for Anne Hathaway because she knew what she was getting into when she went back to this, which is why it didn't work, is Meryl Streep treating her terribly. And if we were supposed to feel sorry for Anne Hathaway, I'm going, you knew what this was going to be. Why are you acting like it's not fun? I mean, it's just a case of we're supposed to feel sorry for her again for being treated mean. And I just had a hard time coming up with that.
You're right. I never felt sorry for her.
Well, and you were supposed to in the first one.
The first one I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a hard time seeing any true change in Meryl Streep's character. I had a hard time seeing any true change in just about anybody's character because I still don't trust the Emily Blunt character. She would stab her in the back instantly. There were not a lot of deep characters in this at all, even less than the first one. Because even Anne Hathaway makes that decision that no, I'm not going to do this anymore. In this,
yeah,
there's not really any character development other than yes, Stanley Tucci can make a speech that he wrote. Sure. I will be honest. I watched this with my wife and we watched the first 20 minutes and we both kind of looked at each other and then I skipped to the last 30. and she said she completely approved of how I watched this movie.
Wow.
This was nowhere near the first movie, at all. I found myself, as Gina said, double screening a lot. That it was up there and I was on either my phone or my iPad or something. It did not hold my attention. The only reason I finished it is because I found a Wikipedia summary and was able to skip the middle and then watch the last. I showed up about when Lady Gaga showed up.
Which I was very curious who they, when she was like, no, I was like, who are they talking about? I was very curious and I showed up.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure who it was going to be.
So, to me, what should have been edited out is the approval for this movie, to be perfectly honest. and Kate, you said I was going to not like this movie and you were correct. And I liked it even less. I mean, Devil Wears Prada 1 is not my first choice of a movie ever. But this is so far below Devil Wears Prada 1 that this is why we don't hit a lot of sequels in my mind. So, yeah. Okay. So my next question is, so there's a lot of talk about fashion, what is your go-to dressy outfit? You have to dress up for an evening out. What is your go-to outfit? And Pete, I'll start with you.
If I'm going dressy, see, I like wearing, like a lot of people like wearing like a suit. A lot of guys, I was like wearing a suit and a plain shirt and then maybe a colorful tie. I like a very colorful shirt to go with my colorful tie. So I like that to pop out. So if I'm like very fancy dress, plain gray suit, very colorful shirt, matching tie, that's usually how I'll go. If not, if it's more of a button down, my button downs tend to be pretty loud too.
Yeah, fair enough. For me, it's a kilt.
Did you wear a kilt to my wedding?
I did not. Mainly because I did not want to upstage you, to be perfectly honest. I thought about it.
You could have.
I did not want any attention to be on me. And the kilt I have that looks really nice is wool.
In Florida, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I wasn't gonna do that in Florida.
Yeah.
So but it's, I've got a very nice wool kilt. I do the hose, the hose up, typically do a button up shirt. I have the jacket that's cut. If you guys know what an Eisenhower jacket is, that's really short. That's how kilt coats are cut because they should come down as far on the kilt as most suit coats come down on pants. But you wear a kilt above your belly button is where it's designed to be worn.
I love high-waisted stuff. So,
yeah. So it's very high-waisted. Then I'll usually do a shirt that either the shirt will complement the colors in the kilt or the tie will complement the colors in the kilt or both. So, and that, and I have a nice dress, firstborn that I wear. So that is my wife and I are going to the symphony or something on some of our dates or our anniversary date. That is what I will typically wear. Kate?
Yeah. I don't like anything that's super form fitting. Like I've always kind of been a jeans and a t-shirt girl. So coming from dressing up, I like sometimes like a flowy dress, something that like is like floofy and flowy. If it's dressy, I have a couple like just flowy Okay. Like cotton spring dresses, because again, I don't like tight. I don't like any. I never have.
That's fair.
So
that's fair.
Yeah. Yes. I can, yep. For anyone listening, I can confirm that both of these boys clean up real nice because they both showed up at my wedding looking amazing. So in case anyone was wondering.
I was going to say the only time
we're
seen
to our wives.
So, I've seen Kate in a formal attire was she was wearing a wedding dress. So I assume that isn't her regular wear.
No. Okay. So if that's your go-to dressy outfit, I'm going to switch tags here. What's your go-to parks outfit? You're going to the Disney parks. What is your go-to outfit? For me, and I was going to start this. For me, we typically go in the summer, unfortunately, because it's hot. So I'm shorts. I'm usually compression shorts just because I've got a bad hip. So compression shorts and shorts. If we're going to go for more than one day, I'll typically have like those long running compression socks on just because my legs swell. And then honestly, I wore shirts like this. It's very thin. It's very wicking or something very vanilla. I try and be as cool as I possibly can.
Smart.
Now, when we went in the winter, usually shorts and a hoodie, even on cool days. So that's my go-to parks. And of course, tennis shoes. I don't fathom the people that wear sandals in the parks, but.
Or as we on the East Coast call them, sneakers.
Yes, sneakers, running shoes, tennis shoes, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
Kate, I am long pant yoga pants with the side pocket where you can stick your phone. And a tank top. And then if it's cold, some sort of jacket or hoodie. But and tennis shoes. I mean, that's long yoga pants with a pocket and a tank top. That's pretty much what I lived in for the 14 years I lived in Florida. So,
and I will say my shirts are usually Disney, but they're not matching.
Perfect.
So,
yeah, I'm often not in Disney wear because I like the wicking clothes and Disney doesn't make a lot of wicking clothes. So I usually have a wicking t-shirt and a pair of shorts, like cargo shorts with lots of pockets so I can have my phone and everything without any worrying about them falling out. If it's warm for me, which is 10 months of the year, a lot of times if it's too warm, I wear a hat most of the time because like Derek, there's no hair under here. But if it's hot, I'll actually wear, like a do-rag type thing for perspiration rather than a hat like this. Cause if I wear a hat like this, it just sweats and it ruins the hat and everything.
I have found a nice wicking baseball hats because, you know, I can't fit a do-rag around my head. So,
I that's usually what I have. And then, I always have, a pair of, Nike Air Jordan sneakers with white socks.
Okay.
Excellent.
And then sometimes I'll go Hawaiian style shirts for evenings if it's not as hot.
Okay. Fair enough. So, guys, any other thoughts on Devil Wears Prada 2? I think we've pretty much talked, there's definitely a wide variety of opinions on this one. So, I will agree that it is exactly what I think they tried to set out to do. They came close. I don't know if it's exactly what they wanted to do, but if it's what they wanted to do, I think they came awfully darn close to it.
So I wish the one thing I wish they did differently was, and again, we're talking spoilers here. They made at a point they made Emily Blunt like basically the antagonist, right? The bad guy in the movie as she tried to take over and kick Meryl Streep out. And I don't feel like they really, they knew that the fans wouldn't like it if we didn't like her. So they never really like embraced that she was doing something to hurt the other characters. And then at the end, her and Anne Hathaway's character are all like, yeah, we can still be friends. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, she just tried get you fired and everything. You can't be then like, yeah, you're so wonderful.
I completely forgive you. Yeah.
I felt like as I said, they knew. I mean, they knew enough that Emily Blunt's character was popular that they brought her back. And I actually liked that they like made that turn that she was, again, the antagonist of the whole thing. But I wish they'd really gone for it. I think that would have, that would have brought the movie up like almost a whole point for me if they had really gone for it with her.
Did anyone else wish there was more Lucy Liu in this movie?
Yes.
I always wish there's more Lucy Liu in any movie.
It's like in Chicago, she's in it for like 2 minutes, but she gets like a headline billing. In this, she's not in it nearly enough.
She's in two scenes. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. She, and I agree on the Emily Blunt of it when she was like, well, are you still going to be my friend? And it's like, no. No, absolutely not. I will not be your friend.
I'm surprised she even took the lunch date. I mean,
can confirm that that is not how female friendships work.
or male, definitely not most male friendships. You tried to fire me? No. We're done.
No, you literally used me. No.
Yeah. Well, and they weren't even really friends in the first movie.
No.
Right.
And they hadn't talked to each other until she went to Dior. And they showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, but I tried to call you. Well, except you, when you called and I picked up, there was heavy breathing on the other end. So
you pocket dialed me.
Yeah. It sounded like a pocket dial. So I'm just going, no, you're not friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not long lost buddies. You didn't get along in the first movie. So
I just think if they'd done that twist and they like from that there on in the movie, Emily Blunt was just like bad.
Then that might have helped.
It would have been a more entertaining movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. As we always do, we do Cups of Pixie Dust out of 5. You guys are ready for this range. Kate, what did you give Devil's Wear Prada to?
This is hard because I'm going back and forth between a 2.5 and a 3 because I really don't have anything bad to say about it, right? It did what it did. I would probably watch it again.
You can like it. There's nothing wrong with liking it.
Yeah, but like it wasn't, but like, did it really hit 3 status? But like, okay. It was
if it helps, Great Muppet Caper for you recently was a 2.5. Fun and Fancy Free was a 2.5. Little Mermaid was a 3. Hoppers was a 3.
I'll give it a 3. I don't even remember what Fun and Fancy Free was.
That's the Mickey and the Beanstalk and Bongo.
Oh, okay. Yay.
So, Pete, what you got?
You know, since it's The Devil Wears Prada 2, I'm going to give it a 2.
That's fair.
I would not watch this one again. The first one, if it was on TV or something and I was bored, I might watch the first one again. I don't think I would ever come back to this one. So that kind of puts it, like Kate, I'm 2 to 2.5. But I think that thought that like I would never watch this again puts it at 2. I didn't hate it.
And I'm in a 1. Yeah, but, and I'm in a 1. I have no need for this movie to ever be seen again by anybody.
I'm going to say if you're a big, because I don't think any of us are big fans of the original, like huge fans, right?
You're still going to give it at least a point to point and a half under what you would give the original.
Oh, for sure. It's not as good as the original, but I'm just saying if you are someone that loves The Devil Wears Prada as a movie, it has the characters and it has fashion, you're probably going to like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kate, were you a gigantic fan of the first movie?
No. Yeah. To be fair, though, I'm not a huge movie watcher. I am a TV watcher. So
okay.
I'm not as big of a movie person. And this kind of came out. What year did this come out in 2006?
Yeah.
No, this one the first came one? Out in 20.
No, the first
2006
one.
2006 was the first one. Yes.
Yeah. See, I was graduating from high school. This just wasn't really on my radar. I know I watched it a few times, but this isn't a movie that I'd be like, yeah, let's watch people bully each other. Like, let's watch people treat other people terribly. Let's do that.
That was my thought. This one was even more middle school and high school girls than the first one was. They were meaner to each other in this one.
See, I disagree. I thought I actually thought that Meryl Streep was much nastier, right, much nastier in the first movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it okay, either I didn't didn't remember quite how. I mean, yes, Meryl Streep was meaner, but everyone else in this one was mean.
True.
It's just kind of like mean. They're both just like mean.
This is watching Mean Girls with skinny people wearing fancy dresses.
Yeah, well, it's Mean Girls.
Emily Blunt was very mean to her in the first movie too.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Stanley Tucci was the only one that was nice to her.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Just a couple things. First of all, season 2 of Wonder Man has been canceled. The show was already in pre-production when it was announced this week that the season will not happen. Man, can you imagine, like, being so excited to be in pre-production for a show and then, like, never mind.
I mean, they'd signed contracts and they found out via text.
That's not surprising.
That fits.
I would almost
movie.
Think the stars probably still get paid, though.
I don't know.
Probably not full salary.
Maybe. Well, probably not full salary. You're right. But there's, well, let's put it this way. I'm sure that, Ben Kingsley. I'm sure Sir Ben Kingsley got paid.
yes, I would agree with that.
He probably had that in his contract.
Yeah. Guaranteed contract. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of budget that they cut it?
And because the first season was popular, but it doesn't fit into the Doomsday arc. I don't think. I think it's part of the problem. I think they're
I feel like they're kind of wiping out their television slate again.
Realistically, because I have heard nothing after Vision Quest.
Well, I mean, Daredevil season 3.
Right. But I mean, other than that, Daredevil is such a, the ratings for Daredevil are so much higher than they were for Wonder Man.
Right.
So I think they're only going basically with guaranteed winners or guaranteed viewers anyway.
Yeah. I think they kind of realized and they did it with Star Wars too. The problem with putting high production and, you know, let's not talk about liking the shows, high production television shows, it makes the movies less worthy. That's
big and grand. Yeah.
And I think, that isn't Marvel's only problem that's going on. There's several of them, but I think that's part of their problem is they, you know, they made these high budget, high concept TV series, many of which were better than the movies. People are less inclined to go to the movies. Star Wars has the same problem too, is now people expect it to be a TV series. So.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, the Leslie Iwerks film Disney World Builders will come to the service August 20th after debuting at D23. It's a dive into the Imagineering process of some of the recent lands inspired by movies at the Disney parks. And that's it for Disney Plus.
So I watched the trailer on this. Steve has put in to see the preview of this at D23.
Is it a series or a show?
It's a one show.
Okay.
But I don't know how much, because they show Toy Story Land, they show Star Wars Land, they show the Frozen Land, they show Zootopia Land. I don't know how much of this is going to be actually new information. And how much of it is an infomercial of stuff we've already seen. Leslie Iwerks stuff has been very, very good.
Yes.
And when this comes out, we are watching it. We're going to give her, she has earned several benefits of the doubt.
Yeah. For the Imagineering story alone, that was fantastic.
I'm hoping she has not just recycled stuff from the later episodes of Imagineering story. I don't think she would have, but I hope there is new information from stuff we have not already watched on other Disney episodes.
Yeah.
Is my hope on this. So, okay. As we have said, next week, we are going to be dark. We're not going to have a show or a podcast coming out next week. But in 2 weeks, we will be doing Monsters University. I'm sending my only son off to college, so it seemed like an appropriate movie to be watching as far as a Disney movie about people going off to college. And I think it's about the only one until they come out with Inside Out 3 in about 4 years.
Did we do Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, yeah.
We did. Okay.
Oh, I, you. Okay. I say, oh, yeah. Gina, can you check in the background to just make sure we have done Monsters, Inc.? Because I'm 99%
sure we have.
Yeah.
I know we did the Monsters TV show, the first season of it. Monsters at Work, was it?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember, but I would say
I've seen that first movie. I've seen that first movie 50 times.
Yeah. And so the first movie is a great movie. And if we haven't done Monsters, Inc. to start, we will do it when the new ride comes out.
Makes sense.
Well,
this is a prequel, so we should watch this one first.
We should watch this one first. So it's just kind of a case of. So that's where we are. But again, and to be perfectly honest, as I'm scrolling through it, I'm not sure we have done Monsters, Inc. Honestly, I said, I know we did the Monsters at Work, but I'm not 100% sure we have done Monsters, Inc. But anyway, if we have not done Monsters, Inc., it will be saved until the new Disney Monsters Land comes out, because that will be the time frame for it. So anyway, that's coming out next week or in 2 weeks. We have, as I said, we have the Disney Parks show on the 15th, it'll be at 7 p.m. Pacific. So for you two on the Eastern time zone, that's 10 p.m. We did this a couple years ago. So look for a short, what do we expect to come out episode of our show. Just, you know, what do we expect from the panel? But if you have suggestions of what else you want us to watch, we are kind of into August, first part of September on planning. But after that, except for Vision Quest, and Mando and Grogu will come out at some point in there. There's not much that's been announced. We've got the Percy Jackson series. But if there's other stuff you want us to watch, please email us at plusfortune@gmail.com. Send us messages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. We answer messages and emails everywhere we get them. We have new shows coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate and Pete, Gene in the background, Steve having fun on his trip. We will see everyone else in 2 weeks on the show and on the 15th for the Parks panel. Bye, guys.
Woo! Bye, guys.
That's all.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at plusplatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.